When accuracy matters. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president's now gotten some support for his fire and fury threat against North Korea from some more moderate voices, including one-time opponent Senator Marco Rubio and Secretary of State Tillerson.
What the president was doing is sending a strong message to North Korea in language that Kim Jong-un would understand.
Indicating this wasn't just an off-the-cuff ad-lib, which is reassuring because you're talking about nuclear war here. And then, as I was listening to the coverage on the evening news, I heard this in Major Garrett's report.
Today, the president tweeted that he had ordered a modernization of the U.S. nuclear arsenal and touted its unmatched power. In fact, it was President Obama who directed billions over many years to improve aging nuclear weapons and delivery and targeting systems.
And I suppose you could dismiss that inaccuracy as simply carelessness, but this is different than lying about birth certificates or about crowd size or a wall you know Mexico is never going to pay for, because it appears that we are now in the early stages of preparing for a war. And should the day come for Donald Trump to make that speech from the Oval Office about why he's about to do what everyone hopes he never has to do.
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in.
I think all of us would appreciate a little more accuracy about the underlying facts than we had the last time. Oval Office speeches tend to be less effective when they come from someone with a reputation for making stuff up. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.